I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, March 20th. There are 10 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Quincy as of today. Health Commissioner Ruth Jones says 7 cases are connected to the Biogen conference. 1 is connected to a case in New York. 1 is an 85-year-old man in critical condition at a hospital. And 1 is a 72-year-old woman who was hospitalized. Jones says there are 40 people self-isolating themselves and checking for symptoms of COVID-19. All hair and nail salons, tattoo and massage parlors, and gyms and fitness centers in Quincy must close by midnight tonight and remain closed until at least April 6th, per order of Health Commissioner Ruth Jones. Jones says it's impossible for those personal care businesses to maintain the recommended 6 feet of social distancing to prevent the spread of coronavirus. The Quincy Affordable Housing Trust Fund Committee has voted unanimously in favor of Mayor Thomas Koch's request to set aside $1 million in special funds to help pay the rent of hospitality workers who will be out of a job due to the coronavirus pandemic. Koch says the money will be paid directly to landlords, and the fund will be administered by the Quincy Chamber of Commerce and Quincy Community Action Programs. Recipients would have to meet certain guidelines and show a hardship. Quincy City Council will meet in a special teleconference today at 5 p.m. to act on the mayor's request to use $500,000 left over in the snow and ice removal budget to purchase personal protective equipment for Quincy's first responders. Koch says the extra equipment would be needed to handle any influx of patients with coronavirus and could also help pay for a drive-through testing site at the former Quincy Medical Center. Voluntary online educational resources are available for Quincy Public School students while schools remain closed. Officials are urging parents and students to visit quincypublicschools.com for resources or call 617-984-8700. Officials say regardless of any change in the school closure, the last day of classes will be on June 23rd. Right now, schools are scheduled to reopen on April 6th. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, March 20th.